ไปThis is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats.Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? This is hour number two, USAPrepares.com. John Reagan's up front. John Reagan's at the head of the classroom. Welcome, John Reagan.
Hello, Vincent.
That took all of your restraint, didn't it? Inside joke class, John Reagan was he was going to launch into some puns, P-U-N-S's, and he decided not to. He used all of his restraint. Class, we've got to meet up tonight. Ziggy's, 5:30, Sunshine in Glenstone, Springfield, Missouri. Alan Busick of Doomsday Preppers fame will be with us. He'll be talking about how to make antennas out of commonly available materials, wire, pipe, copper pipe, aluminum pipe, steel pipe, so forth, and shortwave antennas, ham antennas, VHF antennas, AM and FM antennas, and CB antennas. He's going to talk about survival communications, how to do it right, and how to do it inexpensively. So that's tonight, Ziggy's, 5:30, Sunshine and Glenstone. So if you are... If you're interested, you're certainly welcome. If you're a politician, bring your ID. And if you're a Congress critter, we'd love to see you at the meetup. I will approve your admittance to the meetup tonight, but you will be heckled and maybe verbally beat up. So if you want, you're certainly welcome. Let me know who you are. I will let the class know and get ready for a beating. John Reagan, financialstateoftheunion.com. If you're interested in his book, it's called The financialstateoftheunion.com. He's the USAPrepares.com instructor. He's been to this, to the expos, the meetups, and he's been on the radio with us. He brings us bad news all the time. Bad news. We are in a financial mess that we will not get out of. We will collapse. He's proven it over and over again. John, where do you want to start today? You want to talk about Black Friday?
Well, I just want to make the statement that I'm going to stay away from controversial topics. I'm not going to touch the reports of voting irregularities on mm-hmm. Dancing with the Stars.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to talk about the bad ruling by judges in the mm-hmm. weekend games. I'm just going to stick with the safe topics of sex, politics, and religion.
Okay, so and you know it's funny you say that because I have a rule on this broadcast that two things that we don't talk about are sex. I'm talking about salacious descriptions and race, and I believe that we should judge people by the content of their character. I'm not the first guy to say that. I'm just repeating what was said historically, but I think that's absolutely accurate. We should judge people by the content of a person's character rather than by his or her race. So we don't talk about race. I think there's plenty bad in all races, and there's good in all races. I also don't think that Miley Cyrus and her twerking is, you know, something that we should even spend time talking about. So, John, Black Friday? Is that what you want to talk about?
Yeah,
I'll start there.
Just wanted to relay my experience with Black Friday. I've been in need of a replacement printer, and I saw where there is going to be a sale on a fairly nice $80 printer for $30 at one of the office supply stores, And I checked online and saw that, you know, there's only one in stock. So anybody gets in front of you in line, the chances of getting one of those is pretty slim. They recently merged with another one of the stores, and that flavor of the store said they're going to have at least four of them in the store. You know, same $80 printer for $30. Mm-hmm. Well, I decided, you know, I'm not going to risk going across town on Thursday night where I may or may not get one of those. Mm-hmm. And Friday, we're heading out to Oklahoma to Becky's sister for our Thanksgiving celebration. We're passing through Joplin where they've got both flavors of these stores. Mm-hmm. I stopped by the first one. They were out. Stopped by the second where they said they're going to have a minimum of four. So keep in mind, this is the big front page loss leader that they advertise to get people in the store. Uh-huh. They were open Thursday evening at 8 o'clock on Thanksgiving. They opened at 5 a.m. in the morning on Friday. I didn't get there till 9 o'clock, and there were still two of those printers left. What? To me, that makes quite a statement on the state of our economy.
Did you buy them both? John,
Go ahead.
Well, at the top of the hour news, we just heard that, you know, there were record shoppers, you know, record number of shoppers, but the shoppers did not spend as much as the retailers would have liked. And I remember, I've said for many years now, as long as I've been in Missouri, you know, when I watch these TV, or when I did watch these TV news pieces about, you know, the shopping, the number of shoppers in the mall, and they'd have this person on camera, and they'd say, yeah, shopping's really vigorous, and you'd look behind, you know, the talent person, the news reporter. There's nobody in the mall. Nobody. Okay, I mean, you look down this long hallway down the mall, there's nobody there. And they're saying that shopping is vigorous. It's lies. It's absolute lies. So I guess what I'm saying is, don't necessarily believe what you hear. Look with your eyes and see if it jives with what you hear. And so we have been saying year after year here on this broadcast that you will find out that Christmas or holiday sales were lower than reported. You'll hear that in January, at the end of January and in February, that sales were disappointing. And what you're saying, John, is even with a $30 printer, heck, I remember when you couldn't get a printer cable for $30. Now you can get the whole printer probably with the cable and some toner of some kind for $30, and people didn't buy them. Wow. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
Well, on a sadder note, and to me this helps put life in a better perspective, we had a meeting with most of Becky's siblings over the holiday weekend. Becky has a younger brother, and he and his wife were there with us. And Saturday afternoon, she gets a call that her father was found dead. And that, changed things rather quickly. And it's just so important for us to remember what's really important in life. And, you know, that's the people that we care about. And we don't know how much time we have. So, you know, don't put things off.
John, I'm sorry to hear about your loss, Becky's loss, your family's loss. You're absolutely right. You are absolutely right. So many of us will say we can do it later. We'll call them later. We'll talk to them later. We'll send that note in the mail to them, thanking them later. And sometimes later is too late. Exactly what you're saying. So Christmas is a time when many of us remember our families, get together with our families. And one of our instructors who comes to the meetup every Monday night, he'll be there tonight. He and his family went to a family reunion over Thanksgiving just so that they could all see each other. And I guess they don't do it very often. And it was something that they decided to do. And I think it's wonderful. So I'm glad that you had a chance to meet with your family. I'm glad that he did. My family doesn't talk to me. I'm not kidding. I haven't talked to most of my cousins in 30 years. I don't think they want anything to do with me. Anyway. I've got my family right here in Missouri. I meet them every Monday night at the meetups.
And we know that that there's so many things that can happen. And as what my specialty is, I point out, we know something's going to happen financially. We just don't know exactly when. And when that happens, it turns into what I call the ultimate reality show of You Bet Your Life. Mm-hmm. And, we do this every day anyway, just getting in the car, going down the freeway. You're playing You Bet Your Life. It's just that, we tend to win most of the time. And if we didn't, we wouldn't be here talking about it. But sooner or later, things happen. That's why we're here, is to be as ready as possible for whatever is coming.
Yes.
Now, for today, I thought we'd change up a little bit and do more of like a meet your instructor. And I've put some links up for a little bit of background on the financialstateoftheunion.com in the news section. And I call it Journey Through the John. Now, don't confuse that with Journey to the John. Please keep your zippers in a bright and locked position. And we'll be back after the break.
Hey, John. Thanks a lot. John Reagan, Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. Journey Through the John when we come back.
Wise up, load up at freestrikeye.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise, on sale at freestrikeye.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through Cyber Monday, December 2nd at freestrikeye.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freestrikeye.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
an e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LeCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LeCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LeCig a long time ago. LeCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
John Reagan's with us, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. And there's a post, page one, at usapreparers.com. If you'd like to see more about John Reagan, click on thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. Or go to page one, usapreparers.com. There's a post that'll take you right to John Reagan. Okay, John, so we're looking at Journey Through the John.
Yeah, and I think it's important, regardless of who you get information from, you need to know a little bit something about them, because mm-hmm. you're going to get some kind of bias regardless of who it is.
Sure.
And when I first started doing my research on the Internet, and this really took off in 99 when I finally got DSL at home, I found so many resources and so much information, but it literally took me 2 or 3 years of following some of these people to figure out what kind of track record they had. Mm-hmm. And once I learned that, that let me build a little bit quicker on that base to get to the knowledge base that I have today. So what we're doing here is to help find out a little bit more about who your captain is.
Mm-hmm.
And first up on the blog post on the financialstateoftheunion.com, I have a little viewing assignment. And little, that means it's a several episode series called Frontier House. This was on PBS about 10 years ago, and they took three or four, 21st century families and put them in 1883 Montana. So as much as possible, they're to live the lifestyle of what our forefathers did then. And it was very, very informative for me, because even though I'd had experience with scouting and also a survival class in the Air Force, where, you know, I've been in that type of situation for two or three days at a time. To actually live that lifestyle and have to raise your own food, and they basically stopped before winter because they didn't want anybody getting killed. It was so eye-opening. And if you have not seen that series, I've got the YouTube link for episode one up on the page, which you can then follow through for the rest of the episodes, and also the PBS link that talks about the series.
Okay, class, very simple. Just go to thefinancialstateoftheunion.com, and there's a tab that you've got called, let's see. The tab is, what do you call the tab,
news.
John?
News.
News, okay, yeah, I'm at the news tab right now. And then you can see Frontier House, and just click on it, it'll take you right to YouTube video of the Frontier House. Okay. So that's homework assignment. I think it's 54 minutes. 51 minutes.
So yeah, they're 1 hour episodes.
Okay. I won't be able to watch it tonight, but I'll watch it tomorrow. Okay.
But, like I say, it takes them through. In fact, one of them was able to move into cabins. The other had to build their cabins. And it's just so eye-opening on how you have to live life without electricity.
It's tough. It's really tough.
And, you know, I guess to talk about me, I guess I've been fortunate enough to have experiences that most people don't get to have. Been places most people don't get to go. In fact, if I tried to go back to some of the places I've been to, I would be shot. And to, I guess, put it in the summary, my strength that served me so well in my computer career was being able to leverage other people's expertise.
Mm. Okay. Let's talk about that leverage when we come back. And I think you're going to be talking about your first computer, your second computer, and maybe your third computer when we come back. John Reagan, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family. It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9.
$20. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract, and I have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
John Reagan's with us. And, John, you know, we never get through all the things that we want to talk about. I can't believe we're going to even try to get through today. But anyway, computer leverage, let's try it.
Okay. Well, one of the things that I do, I research a whole heck of a lot. I read a lot. And the way I keep track of that is with a free program called Evernote. And I pay for the extra storage because, like I said, I just research a lot. Since July 2008, mm-hmm. when I installed this program, I have clipped over 30,000 web pages. And I only clip a small fraction of what I read. So that means I've probably read at least 300,000 web pages in the last 5 years. And I only click on a fraction of the headlines I read. So I'm guessing I've probably read somewhere between 1 and 3 million headlines in the last 5 years. That's what it takes for me to get the knowledge base that I digest and present.
Mm-hmm.
But like I say, I'm just like any generationally out-of-phase person who started college before going graduating high school and going on to work in a top-secret environment, or actually above top-secret environment. So anybody can do this if you, you match those qualifications. One of the things that, put me out of phase, my grandfather Reagan was born in 1861. In fact, it was in April, just before the Civil War started. So most people my age, that's like a couple of generations difference already. My parents were old enough to be young grandparents. My mother was 36 when I was born. My dad was just weeks away from becoming 39. And most of the people I went to school with, it was their grandparents that were living through the Depression and World War II. For me, it was my parents. So I was just a little bit out of phase on that side. And then on the flip side, I tended to be ahead in other areas. And one of that was in the computer area. It might seem strange to people today, but I was the only person in my high school with computer experience. And that's because I started going to college the summer before my senior year of high school, and I was taking computer classes at the university. I was the only student at my university, and I was a computer science major, that had their own computer. And there's a link on there if you want to see what it looks like. It was a digital group computer. I did not have the printer because that was just too darn expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And to give you an idea how limited these things were, I had a whole whopping 24K of memory. When you download a podcast of USA Prepares, that's 50K. So you couldn't even fit mm-hmm. half of a show in the entire memory of that computer.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, when you say 8K, that's 8 or 24K, that's 24,000 bytes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I went to the Air Force, I was at Scott Air Force Base, which is at the time was the what they called Military Airlift Command headquarters. And I was in what you would call basically the data processing department of that, which was comprised of about 500 people. And again, I was the only person there that had their own computer. My second computer was an Osborne 1. And this was a portable computer, and portable, we mean 24 pounds worth. It was kind of like carrying around a sewing machine in size and weight. Mm-hmm. But that is what I used to write my papers during my graduate work while I was in Europe. And interesting thing on that, there's a link under that called Terrorist Tech that shows the cover page of the Portable Companion, which was a magazine for Osborne 1 users. And to, again, put things in perspective, back at that time, it was the Soviet Union invading Afghanistan, and we were supporting the resistance. And on the front page, you see the Afghan rebels with an Osborne computer. So mm-hmm. even way back in the early 80s, what has grown into our terrorist opposition today was into technology. Well, by the time I come back to the States, you know, the IBM PC had been around a while, and I got my third computer, which was a Heathkit. And if you end up looking at the image, it's the one on the right. And I've got the catalog link there, too, so you can look at what the prices were back then. And, you know, it's amazing if, you know, if houses went like computers, we'd be living in mansions and that, you know, cost $10,000. It's just simply amazing. This is the first computer that I had that actually had an internal hard drive, a whole 20 megabytes worth. And that was the one that I ended up completing my MBA with. And it was really fun, you know, loading that up into the car along with a laser printer, which I think weighed like 50 pounds, and taking it to Norfolk Naval Base so that, you know, it's not just me, other classmates too, did our papers on there to turn in over those weekends. You know, so today when you have, you know, these lightweight notebook computers and, you know, these lightweight printers, it's the way technology has transitioned is just simply amazing.
Well, John, I've got to agree with you. My first computer, I built it in the 1960s for a science fair in elementary school. It was an analog computer, but it would only add, subtract, multiply, or divide two numbers at a time. That's it. And for my next computer was in, I believe, 1978. It was a Southwest Technical Products Corporation computer. It was a Motorola 6809 processor. And so I built that. And why did I do that? Because I couldn't type worth a darn. And I needed something where I could correct my mistakes. So word processing, and that's what I built for my inability to type, to correct for that. And my printer was a Digital Equipment Corporation LA120, which was a dot matrix printer. But this thing was the size of a small desk, literally, and it you know, print 120 characters per second. That was as fast as it could go. So interesting. And that was back in the late 70s. So, John, please continue.
You know, I know as recently we talked about you know, how my father was in a Japanese prisoner of war camp. Mm-hmm. He had joined the Army, I believe it was around 1939, before America was involved with the war. And then later on he switched to Marines. And he was over in the Philippines and was unfortunate enough to be where they were when the Japanese attacked. And the incident is now known as the Bataan Death March. And he spent the rest of the war in a POW camp in Japan. And I've got a link on my site called POW Camp. And if you look at that and scroll down to the bottom, you'll see a drawing of the camp. That drawing was sketched by my father. And okay. I just found this about 10 years ago, and it was in the National Archives that they pulled this from. So that was one of those, you know, pearls that you just accidentally find going online.
Okay, John, so we go to the Financial State of the Union. What?
The news tab of the Financial State of the Union, it's right. The first link under the four discussion, POW camp.
Okay, got it. All right, yes, I see it. And as we mentioned before, my father, and we didn't know this before you mentioned it during one of our broadcasts, my father was involved in the liberation of the POWs that were captured by the Japanese at the Philippines. So, although it'd be interesting to, well, we won't know. We won't know if they ever met each other, but they were both there, your dad and my dad. And I posted on the website some photos of World War II, horrific images. And, John, since you mentioned this, my dad would wake up at night in with these vivid dreams of a kamikaze aircraft, the Japanese kamikaze planes coming to attack the troop ships on the way to the Philippines. And they were blood-curdling screams that would come out of my dad ever since the end of World War II to his death just recently.
Yes, I would experience those too.
And okay. And, you know, I heard about the kamikaze planes. I saw Tora. I saw the kind of images that we were talking about. But until I posted these images on our website that I got over the weekend, now I understand. And it wasn't until I saw them that I understand. And, John, just since we're on this little tangent, I want to start talking about the Bonus Army, how the United States government attacked U.S. war veterans from World War I in Washington, D.C. Our government, sanctioned by the president, executed by General Douglas MacArthur, fired upon American war veterans in Washington, D.C. We'll be right back.
Shop in your underwear. Get prepared in your pajamas. Get food for camping from the comfort of your own bed. Whatever you do, get in on Freeze Dry Guy's Bean Blowout Sale. There's no better bargain on beans. Dehydrated small red chili beans, pinto beans, and baby lima beans. With a super long shelf life, these healthy beans are a big time score for emergency preparedness or outdoor activities. Bean blowout cases of 6 number 10 cans for just $97. Only $97 plus free shipping. No need to gas up and go. Shop online now at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. This super sale runs now all the way through Cyber Monday, December 2nd, while supplies last. Freeze Dry Guys, beans, they're good for your heart. The more you buy now, the more you feel smart. On sale only at freezedryguy.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. In February of 2011, although he filled posts in the State Department for more than 2 years, Obama did not fill the post of Religious Freedom Ambassador, an official that works against religious persecution across the world. He filled it only after heavy pressure from the public and from Congress. We'd like to help you to understand how these things are affecting you and will affect you in the near future by offering you an absolutely free 1-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This can be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Last day, God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds,
don't you?
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
John Reagan's with us, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. John, are you going to be with us tonight at Ziggy's?
Yes, I'll be with you and have some books. If you're not in the Springfield area, Amazon has lowered the price again. It's now $13.99 on the Amazon site. And if you are fortunate enough to be in the Springfield area and cannot make it to the meetup, you can also pick up the book at Down to Earth Foods.
Yeah, Down to Earth Foods on Grand. That's Tony Pichet. You've heard him on the air with us. Down to Earth Foods. Tony Pichet and Char Pichet's market. So, John, you'll be at Ziggy's tonight. Will you be autographing and personalizing books?
Absolutely.
There you go. Okay. So if you want a copy, personalized copy, I have one. I got mine. I put my order in early, and I've got it. And by the way, John, Deborah Brewster sent me an email. She's one of our instructors. She's a preparedness-minded person. She's a CEO, CFO, and of a very interesting organization. And she got a copy, bought a copy of your book at the last meetup. She read it over the weekend, and she wants to comment on it. She thinks it's absolutely brilliant. And it is. And it is. So I just want to let you know there are some kind words that Deborah Brewster had to say about your book. Okay, John, let's continue.
Yes, we were talking about World War II there, and while we're off on the tangent, when I was living in Houston, they had a guy that regularly called in to one of the talk shows that was there on D-Day, you know, and on the beaches. And I was fortunate enough to hear a show that was done after Saving Private Ryan came out. And if you haven't seen that, the opening scenes of that movie are so gory, it's almost unimaginable. And the host asked the veteran, you know, how did that compare to what it was in real life? And the veteran told him that in real life, it was much, much worse.
Right. Right. And it's so frightening. that men on both sides evacuated in their pants while they were under fire. They wet their pants. It was absolutely terrifying. And anyone who says it wasn't has no idea what it was like, because that's what I've been told by men who were there. And John, the men who were involved in World War One and World War Two, when they came back, they didn't like talking about it. They just didn't talk about it. It was horrible. And that's why I object to what our politicians have done to us. They take recruiting officers, they send them to the high schools, and they say, what do you think of this uniform? This is a Marine uniform. This is a Navy uniform. You can be an Army Ranger. You can jump out of airplanes. You can travel the world. They don't tell them that they can be wounded, maimed, damaged for life. Their families can be destroyed. They don't tell them that part. That they'll be a target to fight old men's wars. Wars for the ruling class. Let me ask you this. I'll just say it. How many of you out there would like to raise your hand? All of you that want to go and fight for Obama, raise your hand. I'll bet you not one hand went up. Not one. John Reagan, the Financial State of the Union.com. John, thanks so much for being with us. You'll be with us next Monday. 10 o'clock, USAPrepares.com. I guess I hit one of my own buttons, John. When I think of war and I think of the lies, it just sends me off the edge. I'll see you tonight. Looking forward to seeing John Reagan and Alan Busick tonight. Deborah Bristol will be there. The Dollar Heights will be there. Ken Hurley will be there. Probably about 10 or 11 of your instructors will be at Ziggy's tonight. Sunshine and Glenstone. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Thanks so much, John Reagan.
You better watch out. You sure better cry. Your knee's gonna pout, and I'm telling you why. Privacy is leaving your town.
Is your cell phone being used to build a profile on you? Give the gift of privacy and block unwanted cell phone spying with the Privacy Case from PrivacyCase.com.
They're making their list. They're checking them twice. They're gonna make up who's been naughty all night.
The problem is real, and so is the solution. Go to PrivacyCase.com because
they see you when you're sleeping. They listen when you're awake. They can tell us all you've been bad when you've been good. So get yourself a privacy case.
Now through December 31st, buy yourself an American-made privacy case and give one for only $79.95 each. Go to PrivacyCase.com today. The Privacy Case, because there is a case for privacy.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com. Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.